You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
You're listening to BetQL Daily with Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth from BetQL.
Welcome back, BetQL Daily, right here on the BetQL Network. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth with you on a Friday as we look forward to Monday weekend. We got a lot to do this hour. Lightning bets coming your way in about 40 minutes, and we'll talk about the sportsbook figures around the country coming up in 20 and what's been going on in the industry. But we got to start with a little baseball here on a Friday. Baseball for the card today, and it is weird. We talked about it a little bit earlier. No Cubs, no White Sox tonight. Their series starts tomorrow. It's a two-gamer. But that doesn't mean we have every other team in action tonight besides the Cubs and the White Sox. So let's dive into a couple of these and some games that we think are interesting. The first thing that we need to look at, Aaron, is are any of our list of losers pitching? Because that was profitable yesterday to fade some of our losers.
That's what I've been saying. We had to update the list. That's like my go-to in handicapping now is like, our LOL list. I rely on that on a daily basis.
Don't see any of our LOLs today. I mean, that must mean there are better pitchers.
Day off?
Could be. Or we have some better pitchers out there, like Verlander is pitching today. Rodon is pitching today. Manoah's pitching today. Woodruff. I think there's an opportunity.
Carrasco.
Yes.
No one you like?
There's some good pitchers today. So there might be an opportunity for strikeout props or unders today. Yesterday was the list of losers day, and we faded some of those guys. Today, we could jump in on some of the better pitchers in baseball. All right, I'll start with one that jumped out to me, just looking for a little bit of value. You know, Miami's plus 126 in Atlanta tonight. Trevor Rogers on the mound against Ian Anderson. Rogers has not been as good this year as he was last year, but I think that's an interesting plus money on Miami with two young good pitchers. I don't think there's significant difference between them. The other one that jumped out is Blue Jays Angels.
Oh no.
You on that?
Okay, I was looking at that, and then I was also looking at Flexen. Flexen should be on the list if he's not.
Against Verlander, too. He's close. Yeah. Okay, so are we willing to drop minus 194 on Verlander? That's a big number. It's almost 2-1 on the road for the Astros.
Probably
against
something else we could look at.
Definitely. You want to fade Flexen or you want to go pro Verlander here? We can do both. Wow. You know the Mariners – take a guess on the Mariners runs prop tonight. Team run score for the game.
For the game.
Did it stand out to you too? It's I.
Oh, yeah, the crazy number and juiced.
Yes.
2.5
2.5 No, I saw. I see 2.5 What do you see, Paul?
Okay. You know what? Maybe I was looking at first five. I think first five is like 1.5 and minus 145. So
okay, that's the Verlander angle, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm seeing 2.5 on the Mariners run total for the game. That is a remarkably low number.
Yeah, that's really low.
So and juiced, right?
Over is minus 134. Oh, under okay. Under is plus 110.
Okay.
I think what I'm going to do is Astros first half money line. Or not. Yeah.
You can do that. Sure.
And Padres first half money line. It's plus 125. Parlay. You know I love me a good parlay on a Friday.
A little late night West Coast baseball parlay. That's the way to spend a Friday.
There really are a number of good pitchers going.
Really good.
With strong history against their opponents like Shane Bieber and Brandon Woodruff. You just mentioned Justin Verlander. So is a parlay with a couple of heavy favorites the worst idea? Probably not.
I like that angle.
Earlier this season, just real quick to put a bow on your point, 8 innings, 3 hits, 8 strikeouts against the Mariners earlier this season.
You know, that Brewers number, it's not that much. Minus 140?
That's not terrible.
Back Woodruff? Yeah. Now, the Verlander number is out of bounds.
Yeah. Would you do Brewers for the game or first five? What are you thinking with the Brewers?
Well, I'm not worried about the Brewers bullpen. So.
And Hader is back. He returned yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah.
-144
Yeah, just
an alarm
that.
Or a horn.
someone out there is telling us,
get in the car.
Don't bet it.
Yes.
Or they're saying there's a
All right, so don't lay the points with the Brewers. Is that what
you're
doing? Lay the points. Lay the points.
We are ready for the weekend, everyone.
All I'll say is it's an M team, and there is a horn blaring. That's all I'm saying.
That's it. Don't go any further. Get out.
So if you did, we have two minus 200 favorites today, and it's Houston with Verlander, and it's just fading the Reds with San Francisco. That pays plus money if you're looking to go that route. That's plus 118.
The Reds don't even have a pitcher listed for today or tomorrow. They're just trying to make it up as they go along.
What was your angle on the Blue Jays? Because
Manoah seems like a short favorite. Only 118.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's you're saying great. Blue Jays, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree with that. And it's Manoah?
Yeah, I just feel like the way he's pitched, shouldn't he be a bigger number? I know the Angels have played well. They're 9 games over .500. They've been a good team this year. And it's a bunch of righties, right? Their best hitters are mostly righties, which that's the platoon advantage is on his side. It just felt like a short number there. The one thing I wanted to look at.
Silseth? What's that? You scared of Silseth?
I'm not. Are you scared of Silseth?
No, I'm not at all.
I wanted to look at some of these teams against left-handed pitching to see who's the team to fade. So the Phillies are throwing Bailey Falter out there tonight, like a sixth starter. They're going to a six-man rotation for a turn to get some extra rest. They're throwing a lefty Falter. So I wanted to see if the Mets had been doing against lefties. But the Manoah one stood out. The obviously, the parlay we threw out there is interesting. The other one is, should we just be on the Dodgers hitting? They're up against Bumgarner today. The Dodgers, as a team, have a 120 weighted runs created plus. The Dodgers already have a plus 112 run differential. It's not
more
even
than, more than that. Yeah, right. For context, look at the gap between 1-3 and one number one team in the Dodgers. Yankees are 2. Who's 3rd?
Yankees, it's Dodgers.
It's mixed around.
Was it Cardinals or Brewers?
Is it the Padres? Astros? It is. 1 second. It's the Astros.
Okay.
The gap between 1-3. Plus 114 and plus 47.
Yeah, like the gap, like there's a bunch of teams between like 40 and 20, right? Like that's where the Astros are the top of that. But then there's a bunch of teams in that 30 or 20 range, you know, run differential. 112 mm-hmm. is insane this early in a season.
Yeah. It's what else do you say? Yeah. 15-5 at home.
They're a machine. They're just a machine.
And I can't wait for them to lose in the playoffs.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
It's crazy. This run that they've been on for this many years is just, it's remarkable. But tonight, I do think they're going to score a bunch of runs again against Bumgarner, who they've seen a million times.
Yeah, I understand that for sure. What about Trevor Rogers going against the Braves? It's Rogers and Anderson.
I kind of like Rogers.
Do you?
He has a pitch great to start this season.
And they've gotten to him before.
Braves had a weird season. They haven't won or lost three games in a row all year. But they just can't get traction. Last night they had a chance to win three in a row, and they lost to Nola and the Phillies.
Sure. Man, I really like that Blue Jays play.
That feels like it's just the best value on the board, you know, with Manoah pitching.
I agree.
Yankees Rays, Taillon Spriggs. Yankees a plus money after a loss last night to Tampa? Oh, they won last night behind
Yankees
Cortez.
Won 7-2.
They won behind Cortez, right. But Yankees a plus money. Stay away.
That's a toss up. I'm staying away on that one. I don't see a whole lot else that really pops to me. I mean,
they haven't listed Rodon's strikeout number. I wanted to see what it was against the Reds.
Yeah.
That was my first takeaway, too. Like, this is kind of a tougher slate. Like, it wasn't a ton. Like, yesterday it was like, okay, I like this, I like that. Like, right. All these list of losers going. Today's a little tougher.
So, the BetQL model likes the under in Miami, Atlanta. I don't know that I agree with that.
What's the number? 8.5?
Going against Anderson.
Is it 8.5?
Well, they both struggled in these matchups. So that's what I'm thinking, that we could see some scoring there.
Right. To go back to Manoah for a second, his strikeout prop is 6.5. Angels 27th in baseball in terms of strikeouts towards the bottom. That wouldn't shock me.
Meaning they don't strike out or they do?
No, they do. They do. They're fourth worst. Only Atlanta's worst, Arizona, Baltimore, then the Angels. Cincinnati is 23rd in strikeouts, so, you know, seventh worst there against. So Rodon's number is not up yet, but those are, you know, big strikeout guys against the worst, you know, bottom 10 strikeout teams in baseball.
Yeah, no, the Verlander one, there are a number of players in that lineup in Seattle that he just has their number.
I mean, he has everyone's number right now. It's been remarkable how good he's been.
Gosh.
It's like he's running away with the Cy Young.
Milwaukee should win, but do we lay minus 140 on that?
Probably not.
It's a little concerning. Let's see. Anything else?
What's I think the number on Pirates Padres is low. 7? Padres have a lot of numbers off of Quintana. Hosmer has 2 homers. Machado has a homer. Grisham has a homer. Profar has a homer. Kim has a homer. All off him. And other than Hosmer, none of them have a lot of at-bats against him. They've hit him.
What do you do with that, though? Minus 200.
I don't know. Padres team total?
You could put Padres with Twins, Padres with Astros, if you want.
It just feels like it's a short. I mean, 7 on the total for the game. Padres could get to 5 against a pitcher like that.
Yeah, there's not a lot of ton here. Not a ton here.
How many more hits for our guy Tim Anderson last night?
I turned that thing off. It's one of those games where when you get position players going, I'm out.
Is that your cue? Done?
No, I was done before that because I saw early on what was happening.
He's still 80-1 as we continue to monitor the Tim Anderson market. I think he had 3 more hits last night. I think he's hitting 370-something.
3 for 5. He's hitting 363.
363.
Yep. And yeah, his on-base number is still above 400.
I mean, those are the kind of numbers that will stand out as the summer goes along. Plus, I mean, we're the average in Major League Baseball, the average hitters, are they hitting 235? If he hits 360, that's just it pops.
His career high is 335. That was when he had 167 hits.
Right.
Yeah. And he missed a lot of games that year. He could. Yeah, he could. I still think he could win it. But, yeah, we'll get into it a lot. Take deep dives on these awards next week. There's just
after Memorial Day.
At the top. That if those few at the top, if any of those three stay healthy, one of them is going to win it.
Sure. Well, that's the part that makes it difficult.
When do you think his number drops? Let's say he stays on this pace. Like, are you good with that? That 80 lasts till the All-Star break? What do you think?
No, it's not going to last to the All-Star break.
Okay.
People, no one's talking about this. Like the story with him, obviously, is the Donaldson thing that the White Sox are playing 500 baseball. At some point, someone is going to write a story on this, right? Like Rosenthal or someone's going to be like, "Hey, Tim Anderson's also hitting 375 in a league. Everyone hits 230. Like, we got to talk about this."
Do the White Sox have to get hot?
Yes, I think so. Because they're
and he's the catalyst, right?
Sizable gap right now, and you know what's right around the corner. Aloy and Lance Lynn rehab starts. So that's coming up next. Then they're all going to be back. And then they're going to start winning. I think the schedule eases up a little bit right now. The Twins have a super easy schedule for the next couple of weeks. Then I think it goes the Sox way.
He's also only struck out 19 times. You could see the story. He's like the throwback player. The 350 hitter that doesn't strike out.
Doesn't walk.
Doesn't walk. He's plucked him from the 1960s or 70s and put him in now.
Yeah, well, you know what's going to happen? If they play well after Memorial Day, because it's Toronto, Tampa Bay, LA Dodgers.
Yes.
They go 5-4 this week, and he's playing that week, and he's playing well, and people are going to start noticing.
Yeah, we will talk more about that. That's one. It's on our radar. Tim Anderson, 80-1, AL MVP, is on the radar. Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth, BetQL Daily on the BetQL Network. We got a lot to talk about on the other side. How much did sports betting handles bring in, and the black market and gambling? What's going on there? We're hitting next on the BetQL Network.
These Joes are helping you bet like a pro. It's Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth on BetQL Daily from BetQL.